thank God. I am glad that you are back. I am back for this discussion. I do know that God is going to bless you as we enter into this discussion again. Please be attentive. The Lord will indeed bless you. Yes. Doctor, did you face any? Talk to me.
to say that one faces challenges can bear others against it. Mm. You know, the challenges they just came in different forms. Mm. You know, as a woman, you're married, you have children. There are so many things on your plate that you have to put together. Mm. So that you don't bring the name of God to a reproach.
Yes.
So you want to make sure that your children, they are ready for Sunday school. And I always tell people that children of ministers of God, they are just children.
They're just children.
You can say, oh, look at that child of a pastor. He was the one that did not iron his clothes very well before he came for practice. Mm-hmm. Maybe that day was not in the mood of ironing clothes, so it's just a kid. And so I encourage ministers, especially women, when we are in the full-time ministry, that our children will go through all the stages that they have to go through in life. But we are very sure that those children, they only go through us, but they come from God.
Yes.
And that God is going to make them successful. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that our children will be taught of the Lord, their peace will be multiplied. It says our children, they shall be for signs and wonders. Mm-hmm. So whatever the state that child is, you don't need to lose hope. You don't need to be afraid. Because even what that child is going through is going to be useful for him or her in our own ministry, in our own calling, later in life. And so I have five by the grace of God. They are all married, have their own children. Mm. But when they were growing up, it was a bit of challenge. Not that I had too many problems of raising them. God was just faithful, you know, on that part. Because in my married life, my husband at that time traveled a lot, so we could come back just a week in a year.
Wow.
So it's like we never see him. Mm. And so the children, it's like they grew up without him. Mm-hmm. And so to now see them today, who they are, I know it's not
it's
me.
Like, wow.
I know it is just God. Mm. And so I encourage ministers of God over and over that, look, we can't do this. Mm. Because the mother of Moses, you know, Jochebed, when she looked at Moses at 3 months, she just said, this is a proper child. Mm. That's what she said.
Yeah.
That this is a proper child. But faith rose up in her, and the Lord gave her wisdom.
Yeah.
She prepared an ark, put the child there. There's no common sense in what she did, but it's the Lord that must have talked to her. Mm. So as women that are in the ministry, we must be constantly with the Lord, especially with our children. Yeah. When Pharaoh was killing everybody, the Lord was talking to this woman that this child is a proper child. Mm. The sword of Pharaoh is not going
to
touch it. He's
not going to touch this one.
And so he made a basket using the science of physics, that this one will float. I don't know how she's going to know that. It's just the wisdom
God
of God.
Involved.
And then she put that child in a basket and told Miriam, the senior sister, that, look, I'm going to put your brother in this basket. They did not even give him any name because if the officials of Pharaoh heard about the crime, he was going to be killed.
That's right.
But the woman continued to say, this is a proper child, that none of my children will die. It's faith that
it worked for her.
And worked for her.
It worked for her.
And so she put the child on River Nile, not being afraid of crocodile, not being afraid that a reed can entangle, not afraid that a child could even be drawn. It just said, Miriam, you wait at the bank. Somebody is going to pick your brother. You will come home and come and tell me.
That's right.
Just as she said, the Lord positioned the daughter of Pharaoh to go to the river to go and bath at that time. And say, what's that thing floating there? And we know that instead of Moses to be killed, where they sought to kill him,
that's exactly
was where the cradle,
that's exactly
the cradle that was going to nursing,
right,
to mount,
awesome,
everything,
awesome.
So as ministers of God,
yeah,
let's have complete faith in God.
Moms,
concerning our children,
you got to have complete faith in God concerning your children. That's what we're saying here. Sometimes it doesn't make sense in working with God. It just doesn't make sense. How do you put your child in a basket and put that child
on the river
and it doesn't make sense, but that's precisely what God wanted to use to save that child. So you had five children.
I have five.
And God helped you to take care of all of them.
Because as ministers, why we don't have all the money? Because
that's
another
something
problem too. That's another problem. And then we'll be thinking that, oh, I wish that I'm in a very lucrative job so I can get all the money. I tell people, if you are serving the Lord,
yes,
the Lord is going to do it.
He's
going to
do it for you.
Your children will be taken care of. And he will take care of them in such a way that they will not be covetous. They just say, you know what? This is what we have.
Yeah.
I say, yeah, mom, this is good. And they will just agree with you. It's not because of you.
Yeah.
It's because the Lord is orchestrating
Hallelujah.
It. So the money is not what make a child to be successful.
All right.
It's not money. It's not the material things you give them. You may not even have the money to buy a car when the age mates of your children are having cars.
Yeah.
And then they will rejoice and say, Mom, I even enjoy taking bus, you know. I'm telling
they're
you.
They're satisfied.
Yeah, they will just bring satisfaction into their heart. Because this is what always causes problems, you know, in the life of ministers. We don't need to panic. Let's just say, Lord, you know, when my kids were young, I would write the list of everything we need for the house, including salt. You know how cheap salt is?
Yes.
I will put it and say, Baba,
we're going to need salt.
These are the list of things we will need for this week. And I'm telling you the truth.
God always comes.
God will do everything.
Hallelujah.
He will just do everything.
Wow.
And then you will just say, well, praise the Lord Almighty. And as you are doing it, the children are learning it to put their trust in the Lord also.
You know, for those who are afraid, ladies out there who are afraid to enter into ministry because you think you're not going to have all the money that you need, from what we're learning here, just surrender it to God. If God calls you, he's going to take care of your needs and the needs of your children. That's really what we're hearing
here. Stealing from
without
the
you needing to steal from the church.
Yes.
Without stealing from the church.
I'm serious about that because a lot of people believe that if you're a pastor, then you have all the money, that you can go into the money. My father in the Lord, Prophet Tobadari, taught me a lesson one day. We went for revival in Lagos. And Papa was raising money to buy gospel buses that we are going to use for evangelism. After the program, one of the committee members saw me and said, "Ah, come, tell Papa that this is the money we raised for the bus." And so after dinner, I took the money to Papa and I said, "Papa, I'm asked to give you money." Papa said, "Repeat what you have just said." I said, "What did I do wrong?" I said, "They asked me to give you this money." Papa, never in your life take money from anyone in the church.
Okay.
It belongs to them.
Yes.
Let them go and buy whatever they want.
Yes.
The money must not come into us. That night, Papa said, "I'm taking that money back to the person who gave me the money." You know, so that would tell you that Papa believed that you must be so clean from church money that you don't meddle your life into it.
Yes.
But instead, you look up onto the hills.
Where
coming my
help?
My help coming from the Lord.
Oh,
awesome. That made the heaven and the earth.
Wow.
And so if we are going to be successful ministers, mm-hmm. we must know how to lift up our eyes onto the hill. Because that's the only way our help will come
from. Yeah. Even concerning things that women are so that are important to them, children and money. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, let me come to you, Evangelist Esther. You said your dad was a minister, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Did he travel? Because I picked up something from what doctor was saying that her own husband was always away, mm-hmm. and so only came by once or twice. And so the children got used to that. Now, your own dad was always out?
Actually, most of the time he traveled, but not on the ministry part. He
okay.
was traveling on business.
On business part,
right.
Okay.
So, because he was, at that time, an area manager in the northern states of mm-hmm. Nigeria, so mm-hmm. he travels a lot.
Okay.
Going on to the other parts of the country, introducing the products to them.
Okay.
So, probably once in a month, he's mm-hmm. back home,
okay.
and he takes us out.
Okay.
We really enjoyed
my
night.
You remember that.
Yes.
It took you guys out. Okay, well, now, okay, fine. So you got used to dad not being around that often, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe only once in a month he will come by, but took you out, and so that settled it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
make up for all the absence.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. Now, you're married to a minister, right, who also travels.
Mm-hmm.
So, how does that remind you of your own dad always not being around, and that already settles it, you're used to it, or it's different?
I would say it's kind of different. Number one is because of my relationship with my husband,
mm-hmm.
we're very much together.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's wherever he is, wherever you are,
yeah.
I mean, we are constantly
communicating. Okay.
So that's kind of, bridge the distance
mm-hmm.
between us.
Okay.
So I really, really never felt that you're totally out.
Okay.
You're always communicating, which
okay.
if I need anything, I can just give a call. And
okay.
that has been the issue. The other part I would have said as, which mommy was also saying, that focusing on God,
mm-hmm.
right? As a minister's wife, people think you have it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like you must be able to take care and balance everything together
mm-hmm.
and not knowing that you're also a woman, a human being,
mm-hmm.
that things also happen too.
Mm-hmm.
But those challenges help me to know that, no, I cannot look onto man, but I have to look up to God.
Okay.
There has been instances that my husband was very strong and one of my children was very sick. And I came to church. After the service, one of the members just said, "You cannot even call me." At that time, I was up to here.
Mm.
And by the time she said that, floods of river was just coming out from my eyes.
Mm.
I just walked away. But what was the result of that? God just spoke to me, just look at me.
Mm.
Right? I am your helper. Right, you cannot look onto man.
Your child was sick. Your husband was sick.
Yeah.
Your church members didn't know
they didn't know
it. They were wondering why you didn't call them.
Why didn't you call us?
And so you're like,
you're the wife of a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You can't take care of us.
Why would you?
Exactly. So, but in the many scenarios like that, but at every point in time, it has made me to move closer to God. That look, man is not your strong. It is God that you have to look at.
Right.
God has been faithful.
Mm-hmm.
He has made the work just easy
mm-hmm.
for me. He has helped me to overlook many things that other women would have held onto themselves and, cause I just overlook.
Yeah.
It has mm-hmm. just been God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Evangelist, I come back to you, Evangelist Oshunobi, overlooking. How easy do you find that? Overlooking the much expectation of church members. You know, you're the minister's wife, so you're supposed to be all, you're supposed to be perfect. And when they express that to you and you know you're not perfect, how do you handle that? Are you able to overlook? Do you overlook all the time, or there are times when you snap and say, how do you do it?
By overlooking. When people are expecting much from me, and I always look to God. That is, God, you are the one to do this thing. It's not me. Because all power belongs to you. So by that time, I depend on God more. Because if I said, I will do it by myself, I will not be able to do it. But by the power of God, I can do all things. Then, in the other way, when they say something that is make me to be looped somehow,
right,
that I don't know what to do again,
right,
I begin to pray that all these people, they are human beings. They can do, they can make a mistake. Now I always remember the story of Moses, that if I spark up like this,
right,
what will be the result of all this matter?
Oh, wow. Okay.
It can spoil some things that I don't even expect.
Yes.
So I will just look at it as that they don't understand.
So it's
if they understand what they are doing, they will not do it.
Wow.
Yes. And I will commit everything to God. And later on, some of them will come to me that
they're sorry.
So I'm very sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. He said, no problem.
Wow.
That is very simple.
Doctor, did you ever find yourself, Evangelist said, sparked up, like just losing it, because men, these women don't understand, or at times it's the men, all the people
everybody
in the church, right? Did you, have you ever found yourself just one day?
It's so interesting that my church members, the leaders, they always say that you are too slow.
Okay.
You are very slow. And I know I am slow.
Yeah.
Because when you see everything and I don't see sense in it, I don't even give you anything. So they say, are you not going to say something? Well, what do you want me to say?
All right.
But by the time I just keep quiet, the Lord will tell me what I'm going to do. And so I don't talk too much. I don't quickly give any answer. Even when I know the answer, I want to make sure that's exactly
the
what
answer.
God wants me to do. And so for people who do not really know me, they believe that I'm too slow.
Okay.
Which is very good.
Okay.
And so, in fact, when I say things now, I know, I will tell them that I know that you will say I'm slow. They say, no, we are not saying that today. And, you know, because when you are slow, it's very good. Because you are able to process whatever anybody is saying.
Okay.
Because if you give answer to people
right away,
or you just allow your emotion right away, like our sister said, you can make a mistake. And then you will discover that you have brought the name of the Lord to a reproach.
And that's not the intention.
That's not good. And so what I do is that perseverance and patience, and just keeping quiet. Because the person who's really talking, we just discover that you are not giving any answer. And then we say that, well, I said I call you, you didn't call me back. I really don't know the reason now, but I think I will tell you later on. And so they will just say that, he's not going to give you a straight answer. It's just because you want to process it, and you want to be sure of the answer you're going to give.
Right.
And usually when we pray before we go into any program, it's what you can handle that the Lord will allow to come up.
All right.
It's a question that you'll be able to answer. The question you'll not be able to answer, the person will forget. Because you are praying that, Lord, everything today, just handle it. You know, I can't do anything except what you will do. So even on telephone conversation, you are praying that day that, Lord, everything, every answer, you are the one that will give. Just let me be there as your microphone. Because some people will come to test you.
Absolutely.
Some people will just come to insult you or to upset you or to just say, what's she going to do? Let's let's see how she will react. Most so if they know the husband is not around. And then they can just ask you a question that can upset you.
Yeah.
Or they can just intentionally attack your child, you know, just to make you to say something. And so what you do in most cases is that you just go on talking to the Lord in the spirit, that Lord, you call me. And you know the reason why you call me. You know I can't do it. But you promise you will do everything through me. So go ahead and give an answer to that person. You know, the person is likely to get an encounter with the Lord and then come back to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. And I think a very sensitive part of women's life, I'm thinking, is when you touch their children.
Mm-hmm.
When you say something about the children, and that I think that's touching.
Yeah. They
that's
want to touching. Do that just
right.
To
just to upset you, maybe, or how you're going to handle it.
How you're going to handle it.
Yeah. Evangelist Esther, have you been touched by that somehow? And how did you find yourself, or how, what do you recommend when folks are just they're expecting so much from your children simply because they're the pastor's children? How has that touched you, or what advice would you give to ministers' wives? How do they handle that?
Well, mommy has said it all initially when she was speaking about raising children. Number one is to allow the children to understand the position that God has put us.
Okay.
And let them know part of the expectation, and let them know, sure, you are just like an ordinary child, and try as much as possible to bring them in the way of the Lord.
Mm.
These challenges will always come because of the expectation that the people have concerning our children, that they need to be pure, they need to be holy. Mommy was teaching 2 days ago and said, nobody is born as a Christian. Nobody is born as a doctor. Our children, even though they are born into Christianity, they are actually not a Christian until they meet with the Lord.
Once again, I believe it is important to pray over this discussions that we have been having. It is very important to know that through prayers, you as a woman in ministry, you can overcome all the challenges that you are facing. You can bring in Jesus as your partner. It is his work that you're doing anyway, so he can partner with you so that the work can be easy. Now I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for strength between husband and wife, strong relationship, support between husband and wife, that in the name of Jesus, you will not be the one carrying the load alone, but your husband will be there to support you, that your children will be there to support you, that as you are leading God's people, that God will be leading your own husband and leading your own children in the name of Jesus. I understand that as a servant of the Most High God, you are spending so much time taking care of and leading other people's children. I pray that grace for you to understand how to lead your own children, how to nurture them in the way of the Lord. God will give unto you right now in the name of Jesus. Any servant of God out there who's having problems in the relationship with their children, I break loose those problems. I cause them to cease in the name of Jesus. That the Lord God Almighty will assist you in the taking care of your own children. To God be the glory. Father, I pray for you that in the mighty name of Jesus, God will give you patience. Patience to know when to respond, how to respond when pressures of all sorts are coming. Yes, you are the minister. Yes, you are the servant of God. And you're not expected to be human. You're expected to be perfect in the eyes of man. But God, who is perfect, will help you. When you're facing those pressures and your children are facing those pressures, there's so much expectation. But God will teach you patience. He will grant you the spirit of patience, how to hold on to the Lord who has called you, and how to make the work easy for you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is my prayer for you. Any one of you facing any type of difficulty out there as a servant of Most High God, the Lord will come. He will minister to your need. The Lord will come. He will reach out to you. The Lord will come. There are times when you're alone, just thinking all by yourself, and you do not know what to do. God will minister to you. God will minister to your needs. God will visit you, yeah, and teach you what to do, how to solve that problem. In the name of Jesus, God will give you the wisdom, yeah, to lead his own people, yeah, in his way. Yeah, to his satisfaction, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray God will remove your fear. As a servant of God, the Lord will remove all forms of fear that come over you. All forms of fear. Am I going to make it? Will my children make it? Is my husband going to stay? God is going to remove the fear, because he will step into the matter for you in the name of Jesus. I remove all forms of weariness from your work and from your life. In the name of Jesus, all you servants of God, especially the women out there, I remove all forms of sicknesses from your body in the name of Jesus Christ. I remove all marital troubles from your relationship in the name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and flourish in the calling of God. Go ahead and flourish in the calling of God. Go ahead and flourish in the calling of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, the battle is not yours. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. The battle is of the Lord. He will fight your battles for you and give you victory. To God be the glory. Stay strong in Christ who has called you.